Dr. Mitra Ray. Hi, everyone. Today I want to talk to you about bone density. Many people, especially women, are concerned with the loss of bone density as they age. Women are often advised to take calcium supplements to prevent loss of bone density. However, there is no convincing data to prove that calcium supplementation can prevent bone loss. And although doctors are trained to always recommend taking calcium, on closer analysis, neither the reasoning nor the research bears out, and women should not be lulled into a false sense of security about protecting themselves with calcium supplements, as it simply doesn't make sense or it doesn't make a positive difference. In fact, my advice would be not to take any calcium supplements because excess calcium, other than what's in whole foods, will end up in all the wrong places and pose real challenges in the body. And because something as simple as calcium supplementation does not work, in the end, people also face the choice of taking pharmaceuticals to reduce the risk of bone loss and bone fracture. Yet pharmaceuticals have associated with them a whole list of possible side effects, some of which are very serious. Some of these drugs have faced lawsuits and recalls for the severity of the associated side effects. So it behooves us to weigh those odds and then consider the possibility of making lifestyle changes which can both prevent and even reverse the loss of bone density. Now, there's some good common sense we can apply here that is also backed up by hard science. It is known, number one, that a diet rich in fruits and veggies help to reduce urinary calcium loss. What is that? Well, fruits and veggies help the body to maintain the alkalinity that is needed for optimal health. Everything else that we eat pretty much increases the acidity in our body. I've talked about this plenty of times before. In order to compensate, we release the largest reservoir of alkaline salt in the body, which is calcium bicarbonate in the bones. The calcium part of this salt goes out the urine, while the bicarbonate helps to reduce acidity. Again, taking more calcium does nothing to relieve the problem and can cause unnecessary buildup of calcium in all the wrong places. Furthermore, the continual loss of calcium from the bones and the ingestion of calcium supplementation may lead to the formation of calcium oxalate kidney stones, amongst many other problems. So the bottom line is we need more fruits and veggies, not calcium supplements, and we need to reduce our intake of processed food and animal products, which dramatically increases the acidity in the body. This includes the elimination of dairy products, which are touted by the dairy industry as a good source of calcium, and schools in the U.S. are subsidized for selling milk to children. But in reality, there are some very impressive studies showing a strong correlation in world populations that use dairy products to have the greatest number of hip fractures. So no dairy, my friends. And most vegetables contain more calcium than milk. All living things have calcium, and plants have very bioavailable calcium. It is not a deficiency of calcium that causes weak bones, but rather the acidic diet comprised of processed food and too much animal products that causes the body to leach out calcium in the form of calcium bicarbonate in an attempt to reduce the acidity. So the bottom line is the more plants you eat, the more calcium you get to keep in the body. Number two, the next important step in reducing your chances of osteoporosis or weak bones is weight-bearing exercise. It's the pulling and tugging of ligaments against bone during strength training exercise that triggers bones to take up nutrients to get stronger. And there's more than calcium needed to make strong bones. So you might want to take the Juice Plus Fitness Challenge as part of your program to increase or maintain healthy bone density. While every day is a good day for a minimum 30-minute aerobic exercise for cardiovascular fitness, 2 to 3 times a week you want to engage in strength training exercise to challenge the bones and thus give them the chance to respond by taking up nutrients to stay strong and get stronger. Now, Juice Plus is an incredible asset in helping you maintain strong bones. Juice Plus is alkaline to the body. It is a bioavailable source of many of the nutrients you will need to build stronger bones, and it will help you find a little more energy to go out and exercise. Many doctors over the last 15 years of Juice Plus being available have marveled at how patients have reversed the loss of bone density from taking such a... So it makes a lot of sense to include Juice Plus in your efforts to maintain bone density and age more gracefully.